More than 94% of our law grads get jobs in the open market within 10 months of graduation. That's better than Harvard and Yale. Join the powerhouse. Now accepting applications at law.unh.edu. The Houston Astros have been accused by Major League Baseball of sign stealing. Professor Mike McCann joins me to discuss. This is the UNH Law Podcast. Learn more about the law school and apply by visiting law.unh.edu. Opinions discussed are solely the opinion of the faculty or host and do not constitute legal advice or necessarily represent the official views of the University of New Hampshire. So, Mike, once again, the Houston Astros are back as a point of discussion on the show. What is going on this time?
So the Astros have been found by Major League Baseball to have orchestrated a electronic sign-stealing conspiracy during the 2017 season, which is the season when they won the World Series. Very basically, the Astros had put a hidden camera in center field in their home ballpark, used that to record signals sent by the catcher of the opposing team to his pitcher. And they then detected patterns. Specifically, the catcher would signal which pitch is going to come, where it's going to be thrown. That information from the camera is relayed back to the clubhouse, and they detect patterns. It's then communicated to individuals in the dugout. And in the dugout, they then use a trash can, and they whack it to create their own signals. I think there's up to seven languages that were used to communicate to Astros batters, here's the pitch. So very basically, the conspiracy was getting information to Astros batters as to what is the incoming pitch. And many baseball folks have said that's far more valuable than steroids or anything like that. Because if you know what pitch is coming, it's like being a student knowing what the exam question is in advance. Huge advantage.
Yeah, and multiple players come out saying ethically, it's better to deal with the steroids when it comes to a fairness value.
That's right, because steroids, you still have to hit the pitch, right? And it doesn't ensure that you're necessarily going to do better with steroids. If someone tells you what the pitch is going to be, huge advantage, and you could argue that the punishment ought to be more severe for players, but baseball hasn't punished any players for their roles in this.
Is sign stealing must have been a problem in the past. I mean, is how much is this more based around technology being the key factor?
Yeah, it's a great question. It is technology. So sign stealing has been part of the game from its inception, but traditionally it had been based on the human eye, really being perceptive, being out on second base as a runner, looking into the catcher, seeing what signals he was relaying to his pitcher. So in a way, sign stealers were revered or extolled rather than viewed in a negative light as they are now. The negativity, as you referenced, AJ, is about the technology. The idea is that using a camera is the cheating point. That's the distinguishing factor, that what had traditionally been okay is not okay because they're getting an unfair advantage.
And there's even talk that maybe they were using an indicator on the batter.
A buzzer of some type. Now,
yeah.
The players deny that, but the belief is that some players were using a buzzer under their uniforms, and the buzzer could be directed a signal, right? It's all about code. It's what is the code that the team has landed on? Now, the problem with the conspiracies, of course, that when players go to other teams, they're going to take what they know. It's like a trade secret, right?
Right?
Trade secrets is always an issue with employers. They bring the trade secret with them. There's some belief that maybe Alex Cora, who was the bench coach for the Astros that season, was hired by the Red Sox to be their manager. Then they won the World Series. In addition, a bunch of players left and went on to other teams. So it's not a self-contained thing. It isn't as if you can just say, okay, we did it, now it's gone. People will know it. And they may bring that with them to other teams.
It's a virus in the league.
It's just like a virus. I mean, the patient zero phenomenon, right? That the Astros are patient zero. Though I should say, many have said that this has been going on long before the Astros. Mm-hmm. They didn't invent this.
Right. Now, with the cameras, was it something the Astros team themselves? I mean, do we know where it came from?
It appears that it was a combination of coaches and players, that it wasn't unique to either, you know, management or labor. It was both, and that they conspired.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball has decided not to punish the players, in part, at least ostensibly, because the commissioner couldn't decide relative culpability. He didn't know who did more than others.
Right.
Although that's interesting, though, as I said in class, you know, if I have a class and I know everyone cheated, but I can't figure out who did more, you know, everyone still gets an F.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's a little different.
Yeah, okay, you got me. I can't figure out who is the ringleader here, so you all get an okay. doesn't work that way, but baseball chose not to punish the players, doesn't want to have a fight with the union, and also baseball is negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement with players.
Oh, so maybe they want to kind of play nice than negotiating table.
I think that's part of it. Yeah.
Now, what this kind of makes me think is, like, would there be a criminal element to the Astros doing this?
So, in theory, there could be. It could be wire fraud. It could be a communication
conspiracy.
Conspiracy, absolutely. And whether there's interstate activity for a federal charge, maybe not, because it looks like it happened within a ballpark, though the planning of it could happen across state lines. Yeah. And the federal government doesn't hesitate to claim that there's interstate activity. And we know that criminal law, especially in sports, has been applied pretty extensively. We saw coaches and sneaker executives be convicted of felons for paying high school players because they use interstate wires. We have seen in Operation Varsity Blues, affluent parents who paid coaches at colleges to mislead admissions officers into thinking that these were real athletes. They have been charged with, kind of, in some cases, pleaded guilty. So you never know. It could be a criminal activity. There's also, of course, the gambling component. People have lost money on this.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be, especially going forward, if technology gets easier and easier and more people are going to be, more and more states are going to be accepting online betting, like in New Hampshire recently finally picked a vendor for it. It's a ripe grounds for future lawsuits and things like that.
It is, and does a bettor have standing to bring a case, right? Because a bettor is really kind of free riding. If you bet on a game, you have no role in producing that game, right? It's the players, it's the coaches, it's the facility folks. And that's going to be an issue for bettors saying, oh, the Astros were cheating, I want my money back. Very hard to argue. Now, there's an element, possible argument for racketeering, but that's more likely a criminal matter than a civil one. But I would say it's very possible that gambling entities might contract around this issue in terms of bets to say, look, if a team cheated, you're not getting your money back.
How's the league looking to combat this?
The league has looked to combat it by punishment. And specifically, the general manager, the manager of the Astros were both given a year suspension from baseball. They were also fired from their jobs. In addition, the Astros have been stripped of draft picks, first, second round picks. Draft picks are, of course, very valuable, maybe less so in baseball because a lot of these players are 18 and it's hard to know. It's not like the NBA where the player is going to go into the lineup. Minor leagues baseball takes a while for them to come up. But still, it's a punishment and a fine. But I think what baseball really has to do is figure out how big of a problem is this. It's probably not just the Astros. And they have to figure out what monitoring techniques are available. Maybe audits of teams, for instance, to see that they're complying with rules against this type of activity.
You're reviewing facilities and stuff like that. I mean, cameras don't have to be very big to get a view of the field.
Yeah. I mean, how about hidden camera? How do you find a hidden camera?
Yeah. Right? I mean, a little consumer camera can literally view on the other side of a stadium nowadays, and it fits in your hand.
And I think if baseball catches a team doing that, especially now going forward, the punishment has to be draconian because, as you mentioned, very hard to detect unless a team's willing to admit to it. Most teams don't want to admit to cheating.
Now, who did they play against in the 2017 World Series?
They played against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Are they looking to raise any concerns with the league?
The Dodgers fans want their World Series.
I said the team, not the players. I know that already.
baseball is not going to strip a team of that.
There's no precedent for it,
There's no precedent for it. That's right.
I mean, even with, you know, there was with the White Sox scandal, they didn't do that, right?
Exactly. The White Sox participated in the Black Sox scandal, which became the Black Sox scandal. The baseball did not strip a World Series. Part of that, I think, is that baseball doesn't want to kind of rewrite history. It's hard, you know, whenever people claim something didn't happen but did, it's kind of Orwellian a little bit, right? I mean, maybe the bettor approach is, yeah, it happened, it was wrong, we're going to learn from it. But to say it didn't happen is always, I mean, how do we know the other team would have won, right? Especially because the cheating may have helped the Astros, but it doesn't mean it was the only factor that led them to victory.
Now, other sports don't really have something exactly like this, do they, where other leagues might be encountering the same sort of issues?
So the NFL, the Patriots have been accused a time or two of recording. Most recently with the Bengals, where they, for the Do Your Job segment, their online program, they it didn't sound like it was all that impactful. and Spygate happened, where the Patriots broke a rule by the teams record each other, but they were in a position in the stadium where they weren't allowed to be. Again, I don't know if that had really much of an impact. I think many believe that it's not that impactful because you're already recording each other and it's not clear that it makes a big difference. But if a team, I should backtrack. I think in baseball, the difference is that the signaling of what the pitch is going to be, there isn't that kind of activity. I guess if we saw in football some kind of surveillance to figure out what the call is going to be on the field, but we haven't seen that.
Maybe remote sound where they can listen to what's going on.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Thanks for listening to the UNH Law Podcast. Be sure to comment and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify. See you next Thursday. Join the powerhouse for legal education. Earn your JD, LLM, master's degree, or certificate from a top 100 law school. Residential and online programs available. Now accepting applications at law.unh.edu.